This is Chaitanya Charitamrita class, October 24th, on Sri Radhakund. We're discussing a story of Mahaprabhu's illumination on Bhagavat Tattva. So now let's travel to South India. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is spending Chaturmasya. We're spending Chaturmasya in Radhakund. He's spending Chaturmasya in Sri Rangam, taking darshan of Ranganath. Ranganath is sleeping. He's in sleeping position, he's lying down, he's about 28, 25 feet long. You take his darshan through three different doors. Head one door, belly and lotus flower one door, is lotus feet, the other door with Lakshmi there. He's taking darshan every day of Rangaji and Sri Rangam. He's living with Venkata Bhatta, the father of Gopal Bhatta, who later became Gopal Bhatta Goswami. They develop a very fast friendship every day and every night. They're having Harikata. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking so much rasa-laden Harikata, and Venkata Bhatta is really relishing it, and Gopal is sitting there, a little quiet, little boy, just doesn't really understand everything, but I'm sure he's appreciating everything. He's sponging it up, soaking it up, so to speak, getting the mercy. And now it says that Hasya Parihasa, that they became so much, it says Sakyabhav Hasya Parihasa. Although Venkata Bhatta was about at least 2.5 times the age of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a young sannyasi, about 24 years old, and Venkata Bhatta was about 50 or 60 years old. Quite elderly, and Brahmin. But he was showing due respect to the sannyas, young sannyas, but sannyas nevertheless, who are worshipable and respectable for the Brahmins, especially Grihastha Brahmin. And they developed a sakyabhav, a friendship, like equals, like fast friends, and they were laughing and joking together. So now that this kind of friendship has been established, in other words, when you first meet someone, it's rather stiff, and you can't be too intimate or funny, or you can't crack jokes with somebody you hardly know. But once you know someone really well, then you can make any kind of joke on them, and they can make any kind of joke on you, and you laugh at each other and laugh at yourself, and it's all part of friendship, isn't it? So now, in that mood, this discussion, they're laughing and joking. And Lord Chaitanya, as we closed yesterday, Lord Chaitanya says, listen, Bhattacharya, you are Sri Vaishnava. So you worship Sri. You're Ramanuja, follower Ramanuja, Sri Vaishnava. So you worship Sri, you worship Lakshmi Devi. And Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan. And your Lakshmi, she's always on the chest, she's very chaste, she's Pativrata, Shiromani. She's the crest jewel of all those who follow the vow of a chaste wife to her husband, who follow their husband so perfectly according to all Dharma and the Aryapat of Vedic society. She's a Shiromani, crest jewel of everyone, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune. And she's like that. She's certainly most chaste, but then Lord Chaitanya says, Amara Thakur Krishna. He's saying, your Ishtadev, your worshipful Lord, is Lakshmi, Narayan. And Lakshmi is so chaste and so perfect in her behavior. And she's the most chaste woman in creation. She's always on the chest, Vaksha, Narayana Vaksha. Now, let me tell you about my Lord, who I worship. Amar Thakur Krishna, Gopa Gocharak, Sadvihana Kene Chai Tanhara Sangama. My Lord is Krishna. He's saying, my Lord is Krishna, a coward boy who's engaged in tending cows. He's a gopa, gocharak. He's a tender of cows. Why is it that your worshipable Sri, why is it that your Lakshmi, who is such a chaste wife, Pati Vrata Shiromani, she wants to, have a little sangha with a gopa, gopa sangha? Why she wants it, this seems a little spurious. Seems a little, and this is all in jest. Remember, this is all in jest. Listen, Bhattaji, something a little funny here. That your worshipful goddess is the most chaste woman in creation. First he prefaces by saying she's Pativrata Shiromani. So that means that she doesn't even look anywhere except at the feet of her husband. She doesn't even know what the feet of another man look like. What to speak of face and tail or anything. She never looks above the feet of her husband, only in private. Her head is always down, always covered. This is Pati Vrata Shiromani. So obviously this is some joking. And she's the goddess of fortune, Narayan's consort. And my lord is a cow dung man. He's a cow dung boy. He's a village boy. He's not Narayan. Sadeshwarya Purna. So much power, wealth, grandeur, money, gold everywhere, gold, this, that, everything gold. And goddess of fortune decked out in all kinds of nose rings, hand rings, belly rings, toe rings, every ring. And solid gold everywhere. And he's running behind the cows. If you're running behind the cows, what does that mean? That means you're covered with dirt. That means there's sometimes when you're, you know what's behind the cow? Yeah, something comes out behind the cow. And you're running behind, where is Krishna? Does Krishna run in front of the cows or behind the cows? Behind the cow. It's much safer to go in the front. Right? He runs behind the cow. And when the cow, you know, releases, it goes zzz, boom. Right? The cows are 6-7 feet high. So when they pass, then it goes from 7 feet, then it goes down to the Brajaduli, then it goes like a little sploop, splat. Right? And then it comes up. So where does it land? So Krishna's dhoti is sprinkled with goat, cow dung, gobar, a little bit on his face, and mixed in with a little brajaraj. This is the fact. Don't think that Krishna just came out of a dressing room from some, you know, drama show and ISKCON, you know, Janmashtami program, all kinds of face pack and makeup and lipstick and dots on his face, and he looks all so cool to go on the TV and everything. Now here's Krishna playing some drama. This is all like fake. The real Krishna, it says, my Amar Thakur Krishna Gopa Gocharaka. Why is he saying this Gocharaka? Because he's trying to counter. On this side you have Lakshmi Narayan, and this side you have my lord. This side you have Narayan covered with gold and emeralds and diamonds, and his wife covered with gold and diamonds and emeralds. That's your Thakur. And on the other side we have my Thakur, Gopal. And he's covered with Brajaduli, the dust of Braj, and he's covered with gober, cow stool, and maybe a few little, you know, a few little more fragrant, cow urine here and there. You know, to be careful. You know, you might, you know, walk behind. I got to watch out where I'm walking. He's joking, and Madhumangal one side, Sridham on the other side, and all of a sudden, poof! Oh, then Madhumangal laughs. Ah, look at that! Look, you got on your face. This is real. This you'll see if you meditate. You'll see all these things. Krishna Vrindavan. Madhurya Purushottam, as it is. Krishna as it is. This is a Nitya Leela of Krishna. He's saying, why is it Sadvi, she's perfect, Sadvi Hana, Kini Chahi, Tanar, why does she want his association? Can you tell me? Pray tell. Bhattaji, A Lagi Sukabog, Chari Chirakal, Bratanyam Karitap, Karila Apara. Mahaprabhu goes on to Venkatavata. Only for the purpose of associating with Krishna, Lakshmi has abandoned all the transcendental happiness in Vaikuntha. Sukabhog Chari. Sukabhog. Sukabhog. Happy bhog. Happy time. Happy enjoyment. What do they eat? What do you think they eat in Vaikuntha? Steam green banana? Steam green papaya? Is it Chaturmasya? They have Chaturmasya, but they don't do this green banana stuff. They're eating chapan bhog. So she gave that up. Sukabhog chari. Chode. She gave it all up. Why? For chirakal. Chirakal means for a long time. What's she doing? Bratniyam. Bratniyam kari tap kari apar. She unprecedented. Continuous and unlimited brat. She's doing a brat. She's taking a doing penance and taking a vow. A niyam. She's following so many regulative principles. Where? So she came to Vrindavan, to Belvan on the other side of the Yamuna, just opposite the Rasastali. There are 12 forests in Vrindavan, Dwarasa Van. Then there's 24 Upavans, and there's 24 Upavans, but then there's another 136 Upavans. There's so many minor forests of Vrindavan. She could have gone to any forest. Our Dhruva Maharaj also came to Vrindavan. He also did Niyam. He also did Bratanyam Karitap. Bratanyam Kari Tap. He also did so much neons and regulative principles in Vrindavan. But where? Far away from the Rasastali. Why? Because he's in Vaikuntha Bhav. Dhruva Maharaj, he was looking for Narayan. So he went to Madhavan Forest, and he did his tap there on Dhruvatila. You see, that's there, you can visit. It's far from the Rasastali. It's in Mathura. Mathura Mandal, but Lakshmi Devi, she did her brat. She couldn't come on this side. She didn't have the adhikar to enter Nidiban, Sevakunj. Lakshmi Devi didn't have the adhikar to do bhajan where Srila Prabhupada was doing bhajan. I just see that. Because Srila Prabhupada is a Rupanuga Vaishnava, follow Rupa Goswami, he could do bhajan and Sevakunj, right in the middle of the Rasa. Sevakunj is the Rasastali. During the Rasa dance, they're moving and walking through Sevakunj, and Lita says, "Oh, Shyamji, I'm very thirsty, walking so much, dancing, playing. Can you get some water?" "Oh, Lalitaji, and Yamuna's over a few hundred meters back there. Why didn't you ask when we were walking along the Yamuna?" And Lalita said, "No, I know, but I didn't think of it. I was just looking at the moon, and it was reflecting on your face, and I didn't even think I was thirsty, even though we were walking beside the Yamuna. That's true. But now I'm thirsty. So can't you do something? Oh, please." So he said, "Yeah, okay." So then Krishna stuck his murli in the ground, and toop, out came Lalita Kund. It's in the Nidivan. Sevakunj. So then she drank some nice water, and there's fresh water there. Yamuna came there, obviously. Everything came there. So Lakshmi Devi, she's doing austerities directly opposite, exactly a straight line opposite Sevakunj and Rasastali, because that's her sankalp, that's her ambition, to enter the Rasa dance. Lord Chaitanya's in South India. He's remembering always Radharani is remembering Krishna and this Radhabhav, separation from Krishna. So he's saying, "Listen, Bhattaji, you're Lakshmi Devi." She left? She left the chest of her lord, and she left the Sukhaboga Vaikuntha, and she left her Patibrata, her Sadvi, her chaste life, and she's come to the forest to live under an Imli tree and under a Baal tree, and she's just eating Baal fruit whenever it falls, which is only once a year, and the rest of the time she eats Baal leaves, which are also edible. Sometimes the Brijbasis, they bring her a roti or two, because she's just sitting in lotus, so she's not doing Madhukari, so they feel sorry for her. Brijbasis, they feel, "Oh, Lakshmi, you're so unfortunate." She's a goddess of fortune, but in Braj, she's unfortunate. Very interesting irony. Everyone in the entire universe is begging for the blessings and recognition and favor of Lakshmi Devi. And she comes to Vrindavan to beg for the favor and recognition of the Brijavasis. So they throw her a roti or two once in a while, keep her going with her austerities. And in fact, they make it quite official, because every year in Poshamas, there's a big festival there in Belvan. When I used to live in Sevakunj, I attended several times. Every Thursday, Thursday's a day to worship Lakshmi Devi or Durga or all these devis on Thursday. So every Thursday, the different temples would sponsor the bhog over there, the Khichri bhog. One Thursday, Radharaman, one Thursday, Madan Mohan and Damodar would get together because they're like friends, those Goswamis. And then there's a big mela, all the Brijavasis go, and it's really a huge mela. All kinds of people selling sweets and balloons and all little kiddie stuff. And it's a big mela. And everybody goes across the Yamuna, and they walk about 30 minutes to Belvan, and then back behind the temple, Lakshmi Devi sitting in meditation under the Baal tree. They have huge, huge pots. They cook up all this khichri with lots of dried fruits and thrown in and stuff. And it's really wonderful khichri. First they serve to their Thakur, to Radhadaman or whomever. And then to Lakshmi Devi, the remnants, and to all the devotees. So then once a year at least she gets some khichri. And for 1 month she gets something to keep her going. And the rest of 11 months she just eats Baal leaves. And so this is a question. Mahaprabhu, of course, he's joking, but he's asking. He said, "Listen, this is amazing. Kasyana Bhavo Sya Na Deva Vidmehe Tavangri Renu Sparshadikara Yadvanshya Shir Lalanarchana Tapo Vihaya Kaman Suchiram Dvitavrata." So Lord Chaitanya quotes a verse which was spoken by the Nagapatnis, the wives of Kaliya, 10th Canto, 16:36, which I just quoted. He's telling this to Venkata Bhatta because they're both scholars, they're both Brahmin pundits, Nimai Pandit and Venkata Bhatta, who's a great South Indian Brahmin pundit. So he very much appreciates to hear Shastra quotations and relishes the Sanskrit meaning of it. So he's just joking and speaking, and his language about your Lakshmi left Narayan to attain association with a coward boy, and she's even performing austerities to do that, and so many penances, just to doing so much only to meet with a coward boy, and giving up Sukha Bhog and following Niyama and Yama and Tapa and everything, just to meet with a coward boy who's covered with Goduli and Brajduli and Gober. And the Nagapatnis are saying, "Oh Krishna, we don't know how our husband, this snake named Kaliya, attained such an opportunity to be touched by the dust of your lotus feet. Even Lakshmi Devi, for this purpose or this end, she's performing austerities for centuries, giving up all her desires and observing austere vows. Indeed, we do not know how the serpent Kaliya got such an opportunity." As we often say, Prabhupada said we should preach like a good lawyer. Whenever a lawyer is arguing a case in the court on behalf of his defendant, then he will say, "Your Honor, our client, he did this and that, and you should let him go because he's a good person. And actually, there's another case like this in 1975, so you should refer to this." So they refer to different previous prior case histories to establish their case and their position to support their defendant, the lawyer. Prabhupada said a preacher should be like a good lawyer. We make some statement about philosophy or sadhana or about Bhagavan or the purpose of life. Then we should back it up with some evidence from Shastra, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, etc. Logic, stories, history, common sense, and Shastra. Not just, "Well, I feel like this and whatever I say." It's not I'm saying it. Oftentimes when Prabhupada was preaching with people, dignitaries around the world, they would say, "Well, Swamiji, you're saying, why are you using this language? Why are you using this harsh language? You're calling everybody, you're saying they're all fools, they're all asses, mudha." And Prabhupada would say, "I'm not saying they're asses. Krishna's saying in Bhagavad Gita, namram jiskritina mudha prapadyante naradama. Krishna's saying, is anyone who doesn't surrender unto me, anyone who doesn't surrender to Krishna, he's a mudha, he's an ass. So I'm just repeating Krishna. And the person says, "Oh, acha, Krishna says like that?" "Yes, Krishna says like that. Namam jiskritina mudha. Not naradama. They don't accept me. Avajanati ma mudha. They're mudhas. They don't accept that I've come down in human form." The backing of Shastra. Shastra is the Shastra. Shastra and Shastra is the weapon, is the power behind the words. It's the power behind the philosophy. It's the sword of knowledge. Because Shastra means weapon and Shastra means transcendental knowledge based on the ancient teachings of the rishis and the Lord himself. Lord Chaitanya closed his argument with this. Bhatta kahe Krishna Narayan Eka I Sarup Krishna Te Adhikalila Vaidagyari Rup. So Venkata Bhatta, he was challenged by Mahaprabhu. He said, "Listen, in Sarup," he says, "Krishna and Narayan are one and the same, Ek Sarup, Bhagavat Tattva, but in Lila, Rasavichara and Tattva Vichara, Tattva, they're both Bhagavat Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, Tattva, they're one, Eki and Tattva, but they're bade, so they're the same in Sarup. They're both Bhagavan, Bhagavat Sarup, Vishnu Tattva. But the pastimes of Krishna are more relishable due to their sportive nature. Vaidagdya Adirup. Beginning, his form is very Vaidagdi, very playful, charming, mischievous. His Adik Leela. Krishnete Adik Leela. There's something extra special, Adik, about Krishna's pastimes, which we don't find in my Narayan or my Sri Lakshmi Devi. And what is that Vidagda Madhav? He understands that because he knows the Shastra. I mean, we don't find any time when Narayan gets down and plays holy with Lakshmi Devi and smears red vermilion all over her face, and then takes yogurt and pours it over her head. We don't find any pastimes like that. But Krishna does this. He covers Radharani with yogurt. And so many mischievous things he does, which makes him sweeter and sweeter. More mischief, more sweet. Tarasparshe nahiyaya pativratadam kotuke lakshmi chahina krishnara sangam. And Bhatta goes on, Krishna and Narayan are the same personality. Therefore, if Lakshmi associates with Krishna, that does not break her vow of chastity. Rather, it was in great fun that the goddess of fortune wanted to associate with Krishna. Tarasparshe nahi pativratadharm. That it does not, by touching Krishna, if she touches Krishna or dances with him in a rasa dance per her desire, that does not break her pativratadharma, because they're one. It's like two sides of a coin. One side Narayan, one side Krishna. It's the same coin, the same tattva. So Bhatta says this. This is the answer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's question. Because Lord Chaitanya was saying, oh, she's so chaste, but yet she wants to associate with this coward boy. Doesn't sound very good. Sounds suspicious. What do you say about that? He says, oh, no. No, wait. They're one in soup. And you understand? Let me tell you some tattva. You're a young boy. You're only 24. Let me tell you the Bhagavad tattva. They're one in soup. Sorry, you touch the front one side of the coin, the other, it's the same coin. There's no impropriety. There's no problem. She still doesn't break her pativrata. Krishna is another aspect of Narayan. Narayan is another aspect of Krishna. They are one, Eki Sarup. This is the answer to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's question. And from this we can understand that Venkat Bhatt knew the truth. He told Mahaprabhu that Narayan is a form of Krishna associated with transcendental opulence. It's called Aishwarya. Aishwarya Mahi Bhagavan. And Krishna is Madhurya Mahi Bhagavan. Although Krishna is two-armed and Narayan four-armed, there is no difference in the person. They are one and the same. Narayan is as beautiful as Krishna. At least for argument's sake, Prabhupada is saying that. Narayan is as beautiful as Krishna, but Krishna is more beautiful. Now think of that. Narayan, yes, Narayan is as beautiful as Krishna, but Krishna is more beautiful than that he is as beautiful as. And Krishna's pastimes are more sportive. It is not that the sportive pastimes of Krishna make him different from Narayan. Lakshmi's desiring to associate with Krishna was perfectly natural. In other words, it's understandable that a chaste woman wants to associate with her husband in all his different dresses. Therefore, one should not criticize Lakshmi for wanting to associate with Krishna. So it's like the husband of a particular wife may be the prime minister. And he goes to the prime minister's office and he wears maybe special clothes and all dressed up, suit and tie, whatever nowadays they wear. And she wants to go there and sit in the office in one chair and watch how he acts as the prime minister. And he answers all these phones and looks at all these computers and meets all these people and gets his picture taken with these other dignitaries of state and heads of state. And she's watching and seeing him in this dress. And then she says, okay, nice. And then they go home. They go to their estate or to their private house, and they have an indoor swimming pool. The president, at least America, I don't know about here, but so they go on the. Then they both put on their bathing suits and they go on the diving board and they're swimming in the swimming pool, and then it's different acting and they're joking. He's in a different dress, in a different mood, different mellow. It's the same prime minister. And so she has a desire to see him in his official capacity as prime minister and also in his sportive, playful capacity. So Krishna, when he takes the official position as the prime minister and creator of the universe, Ishvara Parama Krishna, then Lakshmi is doing service there on his chest, massaging his feet time to time. And then Krishna, then that Narayan or Krishna takes his sportive nature, Vidagdha Madhav, and he dances in rasa and plays holy and Jalkali and all these wonderful things. And then she joins, she goes there also. It's natural. Bhatta continues. Siddhantatas te bhede pi shirsha krishna sarupayo raseno krishyate krishna rupam esha rasa stiti. According to transcendental realization, Siddhanta, there is no difference between the forms of Narayan and Krishna. Sri Isha, the controller of Sri, It's another name for Narayan, Sri Isha. Obeyed. Siddhanta obeyed. There is no difference. Obeyed. There is no difference in Siddhanta and Tattva. Tattva Vichar, consideration of Tattva, and Leela Vichar, consider of Ras or pastimes. Narayana Krishna, okay, but Rasena Utkrishyate Krishna. The Rasena, the Utkrishyate, Krishna Rupam, Rasastiti. Krishna, there is a special transcendental attraction due to the conjugal mellow. And because of this, Krishna surpasses Narayana. This is the conclusion of transcendental mellows. Krishnena. Rasena Utkrishyate. So Krishna, the attractive power of Krishna's rasa, Rasarachri Krishna, the attractive power is so great, it's Uttam Krishyate, Uttam Karshan, supremely, topmost attractive power, magnetic power to attract every heart in the universe, and even the hearts of other living entities, like deer, and parrots, and peacocks, and fish, and turtles, and trees, and bees. All the hearts of all living entities are attracted to Krishna Rupam. And what to speak of Lakshmi Devi? And all the ladies of the universe are attracted to Krishna Rupam. But even the birds of the universe, and the trees, and the bees, and the, all the animals. Krishnena Utkrishyate Krishna Rupam Mesha Rasastiti. And that Rupam, and that Rasaraj Sri Krishna, Rasaraj Sri Krishna, and that very Rupam, that Vaidagda Rupam, there is all the rasas or stiti. There is the sthan, the place of all the rasas. Dasiras, Sakiras, Vatsaliras, Maduras, Swakya, Parakya, all the rasas are standing there. That is the stiti, the place, the reservoir of ras. As Prabhupada says, rasa stiti means the reservoir of pleasure. That little pamphlet we distribute. Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure. 118. Krishna Sange Pativrata Dharmanahi Nash Ariklabya Pahiye Ararasavilas. Now Bhatta is defending his Lakshmi Devi. Krishna Sange Pativrata Dharmanahi. The goddess of fortune, Venkata Bhatta, is defending his Ishtadev and Devata, Sri and Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, Sri Isha. The goddess of fortune considered that her vow of chastity would not be damaged by her relationship with Krishna. Rather, by associating with Krishna, Lakshmi Devi could enjoy the benefit of the rasa dance. Well, that was one intelligent housewife. Lakshmi Devi figured it out that where it's really happening in this universe is down in Vrindavan. This is where it's happening. Rasa dance. The Maharasa dance. There's this place, this Narayan Loka is really dry. There's no ras up here. This is niras. It's very, very dry. All this, Everybody's chanting mantras all day and night, doing pujas and homas and namo naraya and all this stuff. I'm just tired of that. So then she's thinking, Krishna's dancing on the banks of the Yamuna Pulin under the full moon. I just hear the tinkling of his ankle bells. And see, the gopis, there's so much joy, there's so much abandon, and they're so happy and carefree, and they're not worried about protocol and state royal protocol and how do we look. Demigods are always coming in for favors and inviting to this party, inviting to that yagya. Every other week they got to pack up and jump on Garuda and fly out to some yagya. I know, Lakshmi Devi gets tired of this. Vrishvasis, we have a particular outlook. And longer you live in Braj, the more sweeter your outlook becomes. Jai Shri Rani. So Lakshmi Devi, she's figured it all out. She says, Pativrata Dharma Nahinash. Nash means destroyed. Bhakti Vignama Nashana. I'm not destroying it. Adika Love. She says, there's nothing going to be lost here. In fact, I'll get much more profit. Adik lobe, lobe, lava means adik extra, excessive. I'll make great profit. How? If I can experience rasavilas. Rasavilas. If I can enter the rasa dance with Rasa Bihari. This is only my husband and a sweet feature, because husbands can get too bitter sometimes, isn't it? What do you think? Wives know better. So only tasting the bitter Karela of your husband's personality, you may become a little bored. So then you want a little chutney sometimes. A little spice, a little sweet, or maybe just condensed sweetness. So condensed sweetness is the rasa vilas. Rasa vilas is condensed sweetness. Narayan, when Narayan condenses his sweetness and manifests the epitome of sweetness in the form of Bhagavan, he becomes Sri Krishna Vrindavan. Rasa vilasi Radha and rasa vilas Sri Krishna. Lakshmi wants to be a part of that. Vinodini Lakshmi Rahaya Krishna Abhilash Ihate Ki Dosha Kine Karaparihas. Venkata Bhatta further explained, Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is also an enjoyer of transcendental bliss. Therefore, if she wanted to enjoy herself with Krishna, what fault is there? Why are you joking about this? Hasya Parihasi. Parihas. You're making a joke. You're making a joke that my Lakshmi, she wants to go, my Thakurani, Lakshmi Devi wants to go with your Krishna Thakur. He's a Gopa, covered with Goduli. She wants to dance in the Ras. What's that? It's another aspect of her husband. So, and she's made of bliss. She's Ananda Shakti. She's a Ladini Shakti, Ananda Shakti of Narayan. She's bliss personified. So she's enjoying bliss this way, that way. So she wants to enjoy bliss with this aspect. She's enjoying bliss. She's enjoying the Ananda Shakti of Narayan as his Shakti, Shakti Shaktiman. Now she wants to enjoy the bliss of Narayan in another aspect. What's the problem? What's the fault in this? Ihate kidosh, kidosh. I am Mahaprabhu, kidosh. And tomorrow we'll find out Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reply. This is the question. What is the fault? Think about it. Is there any fault? Is there any fault? Venkata Bhatta says, I don't see any fault. Kidosh, there's no fault.